So Richard, you want to say something too?
Thanks very much, Victor. Thank you. I just wanted to raise the subject of our triathlon event. And many of you will have known that the triathlon, the August triathlon that we operate, has been going for many, many years and has grown and grown up until 2019. And then obviously we all know what happened after that. So from 1997, the event has grown and built, and Aberfeldy has become synonymous with the event and triathlon in itself. I wanted just to, obviously things have moved on a lot over the last 13 months, and we're in a different world now in terms of gatherings. And I just wanted to bring the Community Council up to speed with the organisation of the proposed 2021 event. When I say proposed, I mean that we are going ahead with the organisation of it, subject to COVID guidance and processes that obviously we will come out of Scottish Government. So the proposed date for the event is the weekend of the 21st, 22nd of August this year. And the main event, we do have some small side events on the Saturday, which will include a swim-only event, which will go from Teignmouth Marina, and also the Drummond Hill Trail Run, which will happen on the Saturday morning. On the Sunday, the 22nd, that will be the full triathlon, which the swim will take place from Teignmouth Marina. The bike course will leave Kenmore and head up to Rannoch, do a lap of Loch Rannoch, and then come back over and finish in Aberfeldy, finish at Breadalbane Community Campus, and then the run will head along the north side of the river on an out and back loop to Strathtay and back, and finish at Breadalbane Community Campus. As I said at the outset, we are very, very conscious of community sensitivities, and obviously we know what it's been like during previous lockdowns when we've reopened and the impact on the community. And hopefully we will manage this in a very constructive way. We will be processing the permissions for this event through Perth and Kinross Council, as we always do. It goes through their licensing procedures, and we have raised a SAG group for this, which is a safety advisory group. On that safety advisory group are local authority departments, including public health, including licensing, and part of the legal team, obviously, within that licensing department. And then we've got the blue light services all sit on that safety advisory group. So we will be through that process. We will bring that group up to speed with all our planning, all our event safety plans, and our any COVID mitigation plans, which will need to be put in place for the event, depending on what guidance we're under in August this year. So really, it's just an opportunity just to tell you that we are pressing ahead with the planning at the moment, and for you to have the opportunity to raise any questions, any concerns, and if you feel the need for me to keep the Community Council informed as we plan over the next 2 or 3 months.
Are there any questions for Richard?
I think it's good that these things are going ahead and people are, you know, making plans and looking forward, and everything's not just come to a standstill. As you say, there'll be the guidelines and everything else to follow, but I think it's good that these things are still going ahead, and it's good for the local community and for people to see that something positive's happening.
Thanks, Lorraine. I think from, you know, from our point of view, as I said, we are very conscious of the impact on the community, and we will do everything we can to manage that impact as best we can. And if it means the way we manage the event so the athletes are not in the community for as long as they normally would be by doing online race briefings and staggering starts and things like that, and not encouraging people to hang around at the finish, then that will have a lesser impact on the community. However, we are conscious that we are coming out of a very difficult economic time, and hopefully we will have a positive economic impact on the community as well.
I'd also like to say it's a welcome return. Secondly, though, would you anticipate the Strathtay Road, as it's there and back, that road will be closed or not?
We're hoping not, Bill, but what we will, we're hoping that we can just put local access only on that road, because we are conscious that there's a lot of farming activity along there, and we will do some community engagement and sort of make sure that the timings of the runners on that road are communicated to people along that who live along there, and just try and encourage people to, if they're needing to get out early and come back at the end of the day. So we will manage that as best we can. We don't want to put a full closure in if possible, just because of that, but a local access, I think, is the best way of managing it.
That's fine, Richard, thank you. My point, however, is that your main event is on the Sunday. Would you anticipate the runners along the Strathtay Road being Sunday AM or PM? I'm thinking there are two churches, one Episcopal, one Church of Scotland. Both will by then have functioned, some of us already have, on the Sunday morning.
Yeah, we'll check with those service times, Bill, and we'll try and do what we can to try and factor in timings around that. I'm already looking into that now. Yep. So we'll try and avoid those times, yes. And communicate those to the church as well. Yeah.
Are there any other queries for Richard? Can I ask where your competitors are coming from, Richard? Is this Scotland-wide or further than that?
It's UK-wide, Victor. Yeah, that's another reason why I think it's important that there's... At the moment, it's UK-wide. And as I say, we're very conscious of keeping an eye on guidance. And if that changes, then, you know, we will have to... If, for example, that there is no cross-border travel, then we will have to cancel anybody's ticket, anybody's entry that is coming from England or Wales. Yeah.
Are you wanting written support from us, or?
I think what I'd just like to do is maybe once, let's see how these next couple of months unfold in terms of the guidance, etc. And then maybe I could come back to your July meeting and just give you an update on things like cross-border travel, whether we have got athletes coming in from across the border. But I think that would be helpful. And just please, if you hear of any discussions in the community that are for or against the event, and please let me know or point them in my direction, and we can we can hopefully operate this event as smoothly as possible.
Okay, I think we're all hoping that outdoor events will be okay by that time.
But I'll, yeah, hope so.
Obviously, things can go wrong, but hopefully not.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for that, Richard.
Thanks, Victor.